What can we expect out of this nice warm weather? It's nice, but it's going to be nasty.
Yeah, it's about to get nasty because the wind is going to be the big concern. So storm system moving through the central plains is going to ramp up the south wind, south to southwest wind. So on tomorrow, we're talking Wednesday, winds will be gusting over 30 miles per hour, close to 40. By Thursday, winds will be gusting over 40. We may have some winds to 50 miles per hour. So what that does, of course, would cause fires to spread rapidly, but also brings in really dry air. So the humidity will be at times less than 10% in parts of the state. So that will cause things to, you know, burn out of control potentially. So that's a big concern we have heading Wednesday, Thursday, and even into Friday. But Friday, it'll be a north wind, so winds will change direction.
Oh, so we can expect some nice cold weather.
Yeah. Now, then the temperatures will drop about 20 degrees by Friday behind the front.
Yeah. I think, what, the high only 56 or something like that?
Yeah, highs in the 50s. So we're going to go from near record highs tomorrow and into Thursday. We're talking 70s and 80s to highs only in the 50s on Friday.
Okay, so Wednesday and Thursday. I mean, this is not only a high fire danger, but all these trucks. I always think of the trucks heading east and west on I-40.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you'll want to white knuckle it. Wednesday and Thursday, traveling east or westbound across that south wind, you've got to be very, very careful. You know, a lot of construction just shuts down when winds get that strong, too. Cranes and things, they can't be working when the wind's above 20 to 25 miles per hour, and we're talking more than double that at times.
But it'll still be warm.
But that's if you like the warm weather, it'll still be very warm. One thing else, another thing this will do is really rip the leaves off the trees. I mean, a lot of the leaves are already turning brown. It's going to look a whole lot different across Oklahoma headed towards the end of the week.